On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team will open up their season today as they will travel to Valley City, take part in an invite there. Senior Tina Larson with us. Over 20 runners out this year for the team. That's drastic change from years past. How have things been different in practice just with that many sheer people?
Actually, it's harder for us to be running down the streets. We kind of take up a little more room than we're used to. Also, with so many freshmen, it's really important for us girls to remember that they haven't been on the runs that we've been doing for the past few years.
So don't run too fast and lose them.
Well, we got to make sure they know exactly where they're going. So, it is a little different in practices, but I do feel like every one of the girls has stepped it up a notch, and we're really pushing to improve this year.
It's a very good problem to have. You have that many people, you have competition, you get better, right?
Yep.
At least that's the plan. Everybody coming in shape?
Not everybody came in shape, but I think that first week really pushed us all to get into shape. And, I mean, you can really see it now starting our second week that we've actually had one of our better practices yesterday with some of our speed workout. So
it's been very warm this summer. Has that been hard to get as much work as you needed to?
Yes, the heat is very hard. On days like that, it's been nice to be able to run just into Lake Bemidji right after.
Typically, and not so much this early in the year, but you'll try to run someplace a little softer than normal, and even meets, I would assume. Golf courses are dry if they're not irrigated. Ground is hard. How do you try to avoid injuries?
Well, we do practice on grass if we can here at Bemidji State. Otherwise, we can go out to Greenwood where we have our meets, or even sometimes the state park. It seems a little nicer, especially a little cooler for us.
How many upperclassmen are there, and have all the upperclassmen kind of been quote-unquote coaches during practice?
I want to say there's about 9 of us that are returning, and yeah, each one of us has taken our turn to talk to those newer girls and give them the insights of not just our sport, but, you know, anything they might need for this year.
It seems like the past couple of years there was one runner who was far and away the fastest and quickest on the team. Is that the case again this year?
I guess without a first meet, it's going to be hard to tell. We'll really know after Valley City how that'll be.
In the past, is having one quote-unquote leader and quote-unquote captain a good thing, or is it better in your mind to have multiple people that are leaders?
I would rather have multiple. I really would like to see each of the girls be able to step it up, cut their times, and really work and push each other as a team. It's a lot easier to run with someone than to be all by yourself.
Do you look as yourself as a leader?
I hope so, and I hope all of my girls see that too.
Good luck this year.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.